Wonderful players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. It is a recap of this week in Dominion Games. This is the episode for April 25th, 2021. I am your host, Strumpf, and this week's nail polish is called Happy Days. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Assemble Me. This is its name. I don't know why. I don't know what you associate with Happy Days color-wise, but this is a very violent neon pink. Yeah, so definitely not the name I would have chosen, but is what it is, and it makes for a very nice episode title. So, some exciting news up front today. The mother Strumpf has subscribed to the pod. Hello, mama. It was her birthday last week, and we got her a huge Dominion set with base, obviously, and alchemy, and guilds, and cornucopia. So it's a good starter. She hasn't found her way yet to online Dominion, but mom, now you have a couple promo codes, so maybe one day you can come and play online too. We also played a match with the new cards, and it's so fascinating to me and funny how huge the cards seem. Like, I play online every day and everything's real small, and then the physical cards are just, they feel so giant. Yeah, it's good fun. And the other upfront shout out this episode is to my own personal hero, Alibi1152 Magicked, a spreadsheet for the significant lead section for me. I am in awe. I am eternally grateful. What a wonderful gift you made me. Thank you so, so, so much. Okay, let's get this going. Starting with A Division. J-Nails and the Barking Bijou put a stop to Recycle Garbage's winning streak this week, taking 4 wins in their match on Tuesday. It was quite a busy week in A Division, and a particularly successful one for a certain NASmith99, who took 5 wins away against Tracer and Krepka 2 each. With a stunning win rate of 72% in 3 matches, Naismith took over the number 1 position from Recycle Garbage, who added a 5-1 win against Sikkimatic to their running on Friday. Recycle Garbage has now only 1 match left to play this season, and it happens to be the one against Naismith, so this is gonna be interesting. And finally, Tracer and E-Honda played their match last night, and Tracer won. Moving on to B-Tier, my most favorite voice chat commentator of all times, Junts, tied PPPPPPPPPPP for first place in B1, and Sammy took the lead in B2 from Terra Cubist. Ooh, tangent. So, Warfred and Burning Skull played their match for B this week, and it was put in the calendar as Burning Red v Warf Skull. And that reminded me of last season, where one of the very first matches I ever watched ever was Burning Skull v Crabcat 2, but it was put in the calendar as Burning Cat v Crab Skull 2. And yeah, I got real confused when I tried to find them on the friend list to be able to watch the game, because it told me, yeah, no player, no player by that name. And yeah, also I thought, wow, these names sure are strange. Like, Burning Cat sounds disturbing, and Crab Skull, I don't know what that is. And when I finally found out the names were mixed up, it made more sense. Like, sure, Burning Skull sounds metal-ish, and Crabcat, yeah, still no clue. Anyway, back to league standings. Moving on to C, Lemon Spawn reclaimed first place in C1, but they've now finished all their matches and cannot move any higher. A Moffat 11 is still on number one position in C2. Kazumaru 0828 tie Tufte in the lead of C3. Both of them with a 67% win rate in 3 and 3.5 matches respectively. And in C4, Shanahan overtook both Le Chaton Noir and Not Too Bad at the top with a comfortable win rate of 75% in 3. The Blissful Maestro overtook Topher 1588 in the lead of D1, while Munk FSH still holds on to the top position in D2. Bebetil is still leading D3, and Gordou is still at the top of D4. In E-tier, Fogelm overtook Mord at the top of E1, but it's literally 1%. Fogelm has 72% in 3 and Mord 71% in 4. In E2, the world remains number one with a current win rate of 72%. Crazy Merlin overtook number one from Viola Ninja in E3 with a 78% win rate in 3 matches. Blah 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 is currently at the top of E4. ZSZ remains at the top of E5 with a new win rate of 75%. JMJJMJ remains at the top of E6. And an E7 person man remains in first position. So, for the significant lead shoutout section, the number of players with a 60% or more win rate has actually increased over the past week, which is absolutely fascinating. You're all so good! But it also means that in order to keep this manageable as a section, I had to limit the shoutout to 65% and more, which is still 70-ish players. So, here we go. Shoutout to Cyrus C in F2 with 67% in 3. Jekdol in F3 with 69% in 4. Schizolo in F4 with 75% in 4. Winking Owl 123 in F7, 83% in 3, 83%! Winking Owl 123, what's up? Gio Carla in F8, 67% in 3, Mount Magus in F13, 70% in 5, Alipata in G1, 67% in 3, Alunik in G4, 73% in 5, MJ will get you in G8, MJ will get you in G8. 69% in 3. Say it with your chest in G13, 67% in 4. Mike 1991 in H1, 73% in 5. Two Hayes New in H2, 78% in 3. Tenzi Teapot in H5, 67% in 3. DDX Frog in H6, 73% in 5. Ginger in H13, 79% in 5. Madam in H18, 69% in 3. Seafred in H19, 67% in 3. H Gilfix in H25, 71% in 4. CVUU in H27, 69% in 3. Roanba in I1, 77% in 4. The Dark Lord in I3, 70% in 4. Ezelka in I6, 67% in 3. Ellie Whitaker in I7, 75% in 3. Leopard Krone in I8, 78% in 3. Cruz Keen in I9, 67% in 3. Bobo McBob in I13, 75% in 3. Boni Danza in I15, 67% in 3. BM Leap in I16, 68% in 5. 6K3W7IV5TG28. Is that a password? In I18, 65% in 4. Mao Master 51 in I25, 69% in 3. Rosy Roz in I26, 68% in 5. The Chris Meadows in I28, 69% in 3. DFO David in I30, 79% in 4, Goody Two Shoes 15 in J1, 68% in 3, Kalle 277 in J2, 65% in 4, Kaspar in J3, 75% in 4, RB70 in J5, 71% in 3, 4 Camille 4 in J7, 71% in 4, Steve in J9, 89% in 3, 89%! Small Snack Bean in J10, 75% in 3, MIDI 2312 in J11, 83% in 3, Kwanwa in J12, 72% in 5, Wardo 91 in J13, 75% in 4, Splattered Bits in J14, 67% in 4, Pirate Mafia in J15, 75% in 4, Die Kretschma in J16, 72% in 5, Dave Dude in J17, 70% in 5, Musbaum in J18, 67% in 3, Mr. Matt 24 in J21, 83% in 3, J.M. Steiner 98 in J22, 67% in 3, Kyle C. in J23, 75% in 4, Not Rocket Science in J24, 72% in 5, and Supernick in J26, 77% in 5. So those are all the players who are currently in number 1 who have 65% or more. Now for those who are currently number 2 in their respective divisions, we have Z-Wade in F11 with 69% in 4. Shout out to Lord Alex in F12 with 67% in 3. Mordio 3 in G8, 67% in 5. Placek in H1 with 71% in 4. Username got taken in H6, 67% in 3. Mud Easy in H11, 72% in 3. AJL828 in I22, 67% in 5. Lavender Cello in I23, 67% in 3. JK777 in J6, 83% in 3. Jacob in J8, 65% in 5. CF6 in J12, 67% in 5. NSR in J23, 75% in 5, and the Blue Machine in J24 with 65% in 5. And we have one player who is currently in third place in their division, Gabump, but Gabump has 67% in 3 matches. So, well done, all of you! Now on to the size games. Big Games entered round 2 of the tournament with Halo, Andy, 007, Shaunahan, and Bexor winning their matches, and Chestick tying against Cyrus C. Folivora and Le Chateau Noir still need to finish their match, with Le Chateau Noir currently leading 2-1 as of now. I'm not sure I really understand how this tournament is played, but as of now, Halo Andy 007 is leading the ranking, the overall ranking, with 5.5 wins. Signups for the next round of medium games closed yesterday, and in the past couple hours, nothing more happened. Small games 10 are stalling at the moment. Cat Don't Bark awaiting their opponent in the finals, which is to be determined in the semifinals between Malta and Kate 2244. At the same time, signups for the next round of small games closed yesterday, and there have already been some matches. Rosy Ross won against Supernick, and Ginger and Mordio 3 tied. Those scores aren't showing up in the standing sheet yet, but I'm sure they will at some point. For base space, after winning their respective first rounds of playoffs, PQR4 and Extra will face off in quarterfinals, same as Krabcat 2 and Hobochan 9000, and Derpa and Earl. A Moffat 11 is still awaiting their opponent, which is going to be either Sweetjohn 33 or E1414. So, signups closed for Seprix's Grand Marché Grand Prix tournament, or as it is known on Discord, the Grand Prix by Seprix. Now, everyone who signed up has 1 week to ladder until the cutoff deadline on Friday, and then the 32 highest-ranked players will enter the tournament. I, for one, am very much looking forward to this because there is a handful of players who don't play League, and I'm very curious to get to know them a little and see them play. So, it's gonna be fun. My personal weekend games, well, PQR4 made very short work of me in our base space playoff and very, very deservedly moved on to quarterfinals. I was a little sad, I have to admit, but then again, yeah, there's nothing to argue at all. I like base space. It's fun, and I hope there's gonna be a next round. Other than that, no major events. Like, I play every day. But yeah, it's the bot and me. I will finish my League matches next week, probably. I've only got one match left. My division is not on schedule, unfortunately, and we've already received a warning reminder thingy by our mod. So I hope the others get their matches done in time. Yeah, so all in all, not a very eventful week in games for me. Ooh, yeah, one thing was quite cool actually. So, as you will remember, I had my small how to deal with losing therapy session last episode. And after that, I watched the Dr. Steelhammer B-Skull match for B. And the first thing the good doctor said was, well, I haven't played last season because I demoted and I was salty. So that was great. What a relief. Like, so relatable. That made my day. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Stahlhammer. Okay, for the preview. Later today, we'll have a couple C matches. Namely, Tufte v. Zyrex at 12 UTC, Kelda v. Earl at 13 UTC, and Catstealer 419 v. Pico Paco at 15 UTC. For D, Babettel will play Heth at 12:30 and Jerry Dodd at 15:30, and then there will be Silva 14 v. Fika Monster at 20 UTC. Our B matches today will be at 16 UTC, PPPPP, v. Johns, and at 18 UTC, Akuchi plays Marcus. Tomorrow, Monday, 17 UTC, Shanahan will play Scumpy for C. Thursday, 19:30, Assemble Me will play a Drowned Colonel for C. Friday, 2 UTC, will be Terracubist v. Sammy for B. And at 12 UTC, Kazumaru 0828 v. Zyrex will take place for C. Saturday, Mick Senek will play Terracubist at 1 UTC and Jacrispy King at 18 UTC for B. Sharur and Heth will meet at 18 UTC for their D match, and Tufte and Assemble Me will play their C match at 19:30. And this brings us to our spectator chat, where I'll give you one little thought on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. But today, it's not going to be one little thought, unfortunately, because last weekend there was the very first official World Cup in more than a year in my most favorite sport, which is bouldering. I loved it. It was so good. It was so good. A little crash course. So bouldering is like rock climbing, only it doesn't go up so high, so you don't need all the gear, which is why I do it, actually, because I'm just too lazy to prep for the rock climbing. And for bouldering, you just need your shoes, and then you're ready to go. For the World Cups, you have athletes competing in qualifications and then semifinals, and then the finals consist of six athletes climbing four different boulders, and the athlete who gets the most tops or zones in the least amount of tries wins. And what you also want to know is that the two dominant nations in bouldering are the Japanese and the Slovenians. So just to give you an example, at this last World Cup in Meiringen, for the men's finals, 4 of the 6 athletes were Japanese, and for the women's finals, 3 of the 6 athletes were Slovenian. I think it's fair to say that the overall best male sports climber is Adam Ondra, the Czech giraffe, and for the women, hands down, the best female sports climber of the century, I would say, but there's still a lot of century left. So the defining female sports climber of the past decade and this decade is Janja Garnbret, who is just on another planet entirely. Like, she's what we would call like zero gravity. It's amazing. And it's beautiful. Truly. I think my favorite moment. So the fun thing about bouldering is you have those 6 athletes who are all like crazy strong, and then you have a boulder, and sometimes the first athlete just like takes a walk up on the wall, makes it seem super easy, and then the 5 others, they can't seem to even start. And that's kind of the beauty of bouldering, I guess. And here we had, so Adam Ondra obviously won the men's World Cup, but there was one top that he didn't reach. He didn't even reach the zone. And so I'll link the time code in the stream to Yoshiyuki Ogata's top of the said boulder, which was just outrageous. Like, also, like, talking of zero gravity, the way he pinched that top hold, he shouldn't have been able to do that. It was so amazing. So that's my spec chat. Oh, also, I'm very much looking forward to the Olympic Games this summer, because for the first time, bouldering will be an Olympic discipline this year. And so the best of the best, the top of the top, will be there. It's going to be so great. I am so stoked. I can't wait. And I'm really happy that World Cups are on again, because last year, obviously, no World Cups took place. There was just the Continental Championships, which were also like very, very emotional, because there were some Olympic spots up for grabs. And I just enjoy watching it so much. It's a beautiful, beautiful sport. And that's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback at Strumpf, Strumpf. And I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!